Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. And today we're so excited to be talking about a quote. I know that a lot of you love this version of our show. Don't take anything personally. Many of you have heard this said in different ways. And now I'll turn it over to Peter. Peter, what do you have to share about this?
Yes. Okay. Peter Fellows here, author of the upcoming book, Pathfinding, The New American Mindfulness. It's really good to be back with you guys out there listening to us. And what have you guys been doing all week? And we have a great episode for you. Rick and Frank are locked and loaded, in a spiritual way, of course, ready to help me share with you some incredibly empowering, it's a new teeth, insights. So today our segment is called Behind the Words. And the words, this notable quotable that Rick has told you, don't take anything personal. And you've seen this type of thing everywhere. Quotations are popping up on social media. You must have asked yourself, yeah, it sounds great, but what does this meme mean? And we're here to enlighten you on that. And that's what we're going to do today. Not only will I explain everything about it, I'll so thoroughly annoy you by telling you that it's really easy to stop taking things personally. So don't touch that dial, because I have three surprises for you ahead. Back to you, Rick.
Great job, Peter. Frank, what do you think about this? I know that we've talked about this before. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Well, I think it's a very interesting topic, because don't take things personally. You know, you easily take things personally. And I remember when I studied at the university that I studied pedagogy and juvenile delinquency. And one time into my study, I was assigned to a police court for three weeks just to see how they dealt with the situation. And it was one of the most fascinating moments in my study. And I went to juvenile delinquency settings and detention center and talked to parents, whatever happened. And of course, those police agents, the officers, they were yelled at and so on. So afterwards, I asked him, so how can you not take this personally? He said, well, Frank, there's only one solution for that. When I put on my uniform in the morning, I know people will be looking at me, and they start to talk to me. They start to talk to my uniform. Wow. And I don't take it personally. When I'm at the end of my shift, I take off my uniform and I just go on the street, and nobody will recognize me as a police officer. So my uniform somehow is my shield. So I don't take it personally, because they're talking to me as a police officer. And that was an interesting story, and made me realize that not taking something personally can be quite easy. But, you know, I will go over that subject later on, but not everybody is wearing a uniform every day. But anyway, I think this might be an interesting thing to remember.
Thank you, Frank. So one of the most important realizations in my life was when I first read this in the Four Agreements. And, you know, I really started to think about it. It was probably 20, I don't know, is the book 20 years old? So maybe, I've been on this spiritual journey, maybe, you know, seems like 25 to 30 years. So I really thought this was important, because we're pre-programmed to please others. You know, I remember as a young kid hearing this phrase all the time, be a good boy, Ricky. And, you know, not only my mother, my father, my grandparents, they were just always saying, you know, be a good boy. So I was always programmed to please other people. So of course, when you didn't do the right thing, and then you either got reprimanded or judged or criticized in some way, then you were set up to take things personally. If I remember a story, everybody loves recognition. So this is kind of a challenge, because I was in sales most of my life. And so I remember developing awards programs, or even being up for different awards. In the sales business, they're always trying to motivate us with incentives, but recognition is like one of the biggest things. And if you become recognition hungry, which so many of us are, we're programmed for that. That's the main incentive, is being recognized. Then we're setting ourselves up to take things personally. So, you know, I can remember, you know, it feels like you're creating a black hole almost, because when we need constant approval, it's like a personal prison. So, you know, that's my view on this, and why we really need to take a look at this closely. Peter, what are your thoughts on this?
Okay, well, I promised you three surprises. Take notes now, because it will be a test later.
All right.
Surprise number one, what I found in writing my book, Pathfinding, you don't take it personally. You don't take it personally. Your brain takes it personally. And in the Pathfinding book, I call your brain pilot, because it's at the controls. And I call your deeper non-conscious self the pathfinder, because that's your personal GPS to get you maximum fulfillment in life. So the reason pilot, your brain, takes things personally is because it's always freaking out about anything that it thinks threatens your self-worth. And it's a little sad, and it really messes up life for you, because being offended constantly is exhausting, is wearing, but you can do something about it. And I will tell you about that in a bit. But just remember that your brain cannot help the way it gets wired. So you don't blame your brain, but you can help it. And remember too, that your brain is just trying to protect your self-worth. No matter how misguided it is, its intentions are good. Surprise number two, pilots, your brain has a double standard. You've probably seen this. I have every right to take what you said personally. But then you switch it around. You don't have any right to take what I said personally. And why do we do that? Because Pilate believes that the other person is spiteful, horrid, mean, spirited. But we're nothing but flowers and rainbows. And we would never say a horrible thing or even have a harmful thought in our mind, right? So on the highway, when someone pulls over rather quickly in front of you, they're an idiot. But when you pull in front of somebody rather quickly, well, you had a reason for that. There was a reason for it. So there's a double standard going under there that's kind of fun to notice that happens. Surprise number three, how do you stop taking things personal? Just stop trying. As I explained in the book, the power of mindfulness works by doing nothing. So when you feel that sting from some slight delivered by the wiener in the next office, and you notice pilot your brain rushing to think of a snappy comeback, just interrupt and say something like, well, thank you for caring for me, for coming to my rescue, pilot. How can I maximize fulfillment here? And then you just see what comes up. You do nothing. You don't try and control your feelings. You don't try and manage them. You just see what comes up. And the first thing that comes up is probably your brain saying something else negative, which is fine. That's okay. Because that's your brain. He's used to going to himself or herself first. Then you can interrupt that and simply say, yeah, that's great. What else comes up? And what happens is you begin to reconnect to that source of guidance, your inner GPS, your pathfinder, your deeper non-conscious mind. And pretty soon, you get feelings, or you get thoughts, or you get something, and it's different for everyone, so I don't know what it would be for you, that moves you towards having no response when someone says something which could be taken as a slight. They have said in the past, wiser people than me, that when somebody says something mean to you, they're really simply introducing you to their insecurity. They wanted you to meet, so they said something mean. So ask yourself this. How will I feel today if nothing anyone says or does causes me offense? How will I feel? You'll feel good. Rick?
That's great stuff, Peter. I wrote some great notes there. So, you know, terrific insights. Frank, what do you think about this? As I was listening to Peter, I was thinking, I can't wait to hear what Frank has to say about this.
Yeah, you know, I'm a change facilitator at my own company, frankwise.nl. And in Dutch, we have a saying which refers actually to don't take it so think so personally. We say, waarom trek je het zo jezelf zo persoonlijk aan? Why do you attract it to you personally? Yeah. The word aantrekkelijk means aantrekken, means to pull to you. And that's interesting what happens. You start to own what someone else says. That's one thing. But the problem is that you start to incorporate it, that you start to accept it as a kind of truth. And that's for two reasons, if you look at social psychology. For two reasons that you don't want to be left out, the FOMO act. So the fear of missing out, not being part of the group, not being accepted is very important. If you look at your childhood, you know, you were not, you were not invited to the ball game or to the birthday party and so on. You were not felt as someone who is appreciated. So it is deeply ingrained in our system. Yeah. Because for very small kids, we were really tough to each other. And, so it has to do with group thinking, and it has to do with the feeling of being excluded, of missing out. But there is a solution for that. The first thing is what I learned from my parents, and my father was a professor of psychology at the University of Amsterdam, and he said, okay, I count till 10, because what we're going to do is either we shut up and close, or we get aggressive. You don't mean that, you know, et cetera, calling names. And he said, and he always, when we were as kids, we were not always that easy, of course. So he counted to 10 and he started to count aloud to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then we knew he was thinking about something and we already started to think about what have we said? We said something he probably won't approve. So that was an interesting thing. The interesting thing is that he didn't blame us. We said, okay, Frank, why do you say that to your sister? Or okay, and Marlene, that's my sister's name. Why do you say that to Frank? And then he started to discuss that with us. Of course, at a certain age, you cannot do that. But when you grow older, you know, you can think, you can reflect and so on. That was a very interesting thing because the counting from 1 to 10 and asking the question, that are two things I learned as a kid to do. That's a very important one. And the other thing is what I want to give you as an idea is the moment you feel that someone is accusing you, yeah, because it is a fight or flight system, what happens? Either you flight, yeah, you shut up or you're going to fight, you start to become the observer. Mm-hmm. And ask yourself the question, which I will said in another podcast, ask yourself the question, what is happening here? What is happening to me? It's the second question. And actually, it's an other way to count till 10. And what it does, it takes you off the track of reacting to the track of responding. And responding is the ability to find the answer inside of you. But it takes training and it takes a kind of the fact that you pause for a moment, that you keep silent for a moment. And when you do that, that you will see that the emotion will lower, the anxiety will lower, and then you are able not to react, yeah, but the ability to respond will emerge in its own time. It may take some practice to do that, but it's a wonderful technique, and it will help you, certainly.
Wow. We're going to have to buy some cheap microphones so that we can drop them after you guys talk. Because we got some mic drops here. You know, just again, I'm writing furiously here. Nothing anyone says is my business, right? Why is everything you think and say my business? I'm now in charge of thinking about and processing what everybody else says and thinks. I mean, we never really were told that, but for some reason, you know, what both of you said backs up the fact that we're always going to think like that and feel like that. And, you know, seeing through our own lens is the key to, you know, both of both of your insights today. My own thoughts, you know, even, you know, in this case, I can't take personally, because sometimes when we have negative self-talk, we may end up, you know, taking something personally that we're saying. I mean, there's a, what is that popular quote? I'm only hearing two recordings in my head. I'm not good enough. And then when I succeed, who do I think I am? So I can't take either one of those things personally. All these ideas and thoughts, they reside at the level of ego. So as you mentioned, Peter, you know, the brain is the pilot. So we've got to try to, you know, deal with that and work with that pilot. So I think that what you guys said today really led me to think, wow, suffering can vanish if we practice these skills. I love these techniques. You made me think, Peter, when you were talking about the famous George Carlin, you know, piece, when someone's on the highway and they're driving, you know, one is, you know, I'm not going to use the words, but, you know, the crazy person. And then, you know, when you have to be like that, you have a perfect excuse for doing it. I love doing nothing. So that was terrific. Introducing them to their own insecurities. This is some good stuff. I have a story. I remember one time when I came back into the sales department, my first boss out of the family business, Al Kirshner, when we were in the, I was in the copier business. And, you know, I came back to the office. I was all excited. I had my order in my hand and, hey, Al, look what I got, this order. Kid, he said, just don't forget this. We're all peddlers, kid. We're all peddlers. So he kind of brought me down and just said, you know, just remember when we're going out there selling this stuff, in other words, don't take it personally, right? That you succeeded. So when you fail, you're not going to be disappointed. And, you know, he taught me to do the work and forget about the outcome. And I think that when we let go of what people think about us, it's probably one of the biggest doorways to you know, getting what we want and getting out of that prison, you know, getting out of that that place where we get stuck wanting others' approval. I mean, I think this is a terrific, you know, terrific tool for transformation. I know that you guys mentioned a couple of things that you're working on. You know, I would say for people to check out my book, The Currency of Connection. My wife and I just put it out last year. It's got a lot of great stuff about the energy involved here. So Peter, do you want to make a couple of closing comments before we wrap up?
Well, I think you brought up a really important point, Rick, that the phrase, don't take anything personally, sometimes is thought of when somebody says something, don't feel bad, but it's the reverse too, that when someone says how clever you are and how great you are, you don't take that personally either, because if you get 100 people, 50 will say you're a saint, 50 will say you're a sinner. Nothing someone says or does detracts from your self-worth, but nothing someone says or does can add to your self-worth. And we just need to remember that we never know the backstory for someone. We don't know what's gone on in their life, what went on today to make them say the things that they said. So we can only notice our response, our brain's reaction or the ego's reaction, accept it and say, what else comes up when we ask how we can maximize fulfillment here, maximizing fulfillment for everyone who's involved? And that, I think, would be what I'd have to say. Last word of the day.
Great stuff. Thank you. Frank, what do you think?
Next time anyone posts something on social media, don't wait for the thumbs up and the likes, because they are actually reinforcing 24/7 the whole idea, don't take it personally. Because whether they are thumbs up or thumbs down or the comments, what Rick says is completely right. Yeah, be authentic, tell your story with the intention you want to say it, and people react because they react, they respond in their own way. Focus on what you want to tell, believe in what you want to tell, and don't wait for reactions.
That's it.
Terrific. Well, you know, that you just pushed my buttons, because I'm thinking, here I am, I'm going to make a post, and I'm just, you're waiting for that first like and that first comment and that share. And, you know, we're so attached to the outcome. So these things are so, you know, they're just so, so challenging, and they do feed, you know, right back into that prison. So good stuff. You guys were both brilliant again today. We're so happy to have you. Thanks for joining us today at the Road Ahead Cafe. And we'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.